Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, friends. Hey, it's Nikayla. Welcome back to today's episode. So we are back with the second lesson of the Side Hustle Pro Bootcamp. We kicked this off with episode 346. And in that episode, we talked about how, you know, Q1, it went however it went. The first 3 months of the year, it's done. It's time to check in on, okay, what did we want to get accomplished that we didn't get accomplished? What are the mental blocks that are keeping us from growing our side hustles? And for me, I know what mental blocks I always come up against. I know the mental blocks that my friends and family reach out to me. So that's why I've decided to address that in this series for April. So I'll be sharing each and every week a different strategy to help you grow your side hustle business online in 2023. So by the way, make sure that you head over to sidehustlepro.co/start here to grab your free side hustle guide. So this is a 15-page download that I've put together for you guys to understand how to get your side hustle up and running. So if you haven't even gotten off the ground yet, or even if you have, this is a great guide blueprint for you to have. So make sure you get it. It's free. It's over at sidehustlepro.co/start here. All right. So let's get into the topic for today. And today's topic is how to grow your Instagram and TikTok brand pages in 2023. Now, like I shared last time, if you're watching this over here on YouTube, you might see me glance at my screen a lot. And that's because I have copious notes and I even have a slide presentation that I'm going to be referring back to because I really want to make sure that I hit certain things specifically on the head. All right. So, like I said, today's episode is focused on how to grow your Instagram and TikTok brand pages in 2023. It is primarily Instagram focused because that is primarily where I spend my time and also where you can still gain a ton of business growth, business audience, and it is a very impactful channel for this. Now, TikTok is a place where I am still growing and exploring, but I did some experimentation throughout the months of February and March, and I was able to quickly grow like my Nikayla TV account and my Side Hustle Pro account, but I did Side Hustle Pro like end of 2022, but quickly grow them to like 15K and 25K followers. And I wanted to share the tips that, you know, you can use as well, because it's not rocket science. And, you know, with these platforms, vanity metrics like this really do matter in bringing in your audience. So if you're really trying to get your business off the ground and you want to know how to do this in a way that is proven, strategic, and you're getting real audience and not just, you know, some spammy audience, then listen in, stay tuned. Let's get into it. All right. Number one, understand your target audience. This is the baseline key for growing any brand page that you have. Again, we're focusing on Instagram and TikTok, but this is the baseline must-have blueprint for growing any social media brand page that you have is you need to understand your target audience. So I did a previous presentation on this in the Side Hustle Bootcamp. So let me just quickly break down a bit more about target audience, because there's a difference between your target audience even and your ideal client or customer. So I want to make sure you understand this. So everyone has a target audience, right? Every business and service has a target audience. What is a target audience, though? What does that actually mean? I like this definition from Rafton.com, so I'm sharing it here. A target audience is a group of consumers within a predefined target market that has been identified as the best recipients for a particular marketing message. So a target audience is still kind of wide, because a target audience is just a general group. It is who you've identified within a predefined target market that are going to be the best recipients of that group, of that larger audience, right? And a target audience, it can be business to business. If you have a service that's business to business, the businesses you want to target is your target audience, or a target audience can be business to consumer, which is the customer or the client you want to attract. And here's why knowing your target audience matters, because in order to create effective marketing campaigns with convincing messaging, aka convincing words on the screen that are going to compel people to stop scrolling and listen to what you have to say or read what you have to say, you have to know who you're talking to. So that's why defining your target audience is the first step to marketing your side hustle. It's the first step to growing your brand pages on these social media platforms. Because once you know who your target audience is, you can then hone in even further and identify your ideal client. So your ideal client, you can think of as a fictional character that represents someone in your target audience. When you know your ideal client, you can solve their problems. And here is why honing in on this fictional character is so important. You have to be talking to a specific person, all right? So a lot of times businesses start out and they're like, I have a few different profiles. And larger businesses do this, right? They have what's called buyer personas. You see this a lot with consumer packaged good companies or any company. Like a Nike will say, we have this person who's into Nike women, this person who's into Nike golf. But you notice as they expand the business, they're able to expand their marketing. When you're first starting out, it does you a disservice to try to focus on multiple buyer personas, aka multiple ideal clients. You're just not at that scale yet. It's okay, because what's going to happen is when you start out talking to that first person, multiple people that fit that persona are going to start to stop and pay attention to your brand. So for Side Hustle Pro, I have an ideal listener for Side Hustle Pro, and her name is Janelle. She is a 28-year-old Black woman living in Harlem. She's a marketer at American Express by day, building her side hustle by night, which happens to be a shea butter line. And I have a whole extensive multiple paragraph profile of Janelle. You've probably heard me talk about her before. If you have any of my programs, Podcast Moguls, Master the Gram, you've heard about Janelle. And anytime I am stuck, anytime I'm thinking through what I want to say, I'm thinking of Janelle. Because if I try to think of every single person who listens to Side Hustle Pro and all of the nuanced things that you like and you're doing and the nuanced things that, you know, separate your side hustles, I'm going to get lost in the sauce. But because I hone in and Janelle is that central core denominator, the characteristics she has and the needs and the challenges that I'm solving for, that are hers, they apply to so many others, it keeps me focused. So that was a very extensive breakdown of target audience. I hope that makes sense to you, how you can start if you haven't identified who your target audience and your ideal client is. You have to start by asking yourself, trying to start out by assuming, asking yourself the question, who is my target audience? And then the first few things that come to mind, plot it out. This is not a test that you're going to fail. You're just starting somewhere with, who do I think I want to talk to? And then from there, well, who would be ideal from that group? You know, the other day, someone reached out to me after coming to my masterclass, because I raised this concept of target audience in my masterclass, because it applies to anything. You can't grow your podcast if you don't know your ideal listener, right? So this person said, I attended your masterclass and I loved what you had to say. And so I started trying to find my target listener online. And, you know, my target listener is African women and I'm having so much trouble. And I responded back to her. I didn't write this specifically, but in my head, I'm like, now you know better than that. First of all, Africa is a whole continent, right? Who exactly are you trying to talk to? And instead of even saying, oh, Senegalese women or Ghanaian women, ask yourself, who is this person? What is she doing? What are her concerns? What's her profession? What is she looking for online and why? And once she did that, she came back to me the next day and said, I think she'd gotten more interest in her business than even like two prospective clients or something like that. So get focused, you guys. So start writing down, what's the age, what's the gender, education, occupation, location. So that is more demographic information. And then when you get into the psychographics, aka what's in that person's mind, their mental, what are they dealing with? What are their challenges? What are their pain points? That's when you're able to make a more robust picture of who they are. And if you're having trouble with this, I advise you actually get on the phone, identify people in your network who are similar to your ideal client, reach out for a quick phone call. I did this before I started Side Hustle Pro podcast. I said, hey, I'm starting this podcast about Black women who started as side hustlers and are full-time entrepreneurs. I know you have a side hustle. Like, you mind if we get on the phone? And, you know, of course, it's easier when you start with people who you're have a relationship with. They're more likely to give you a piece of their time, but you can also send surveys. You can also start in Facebook groups with people who are interested in your topic, who seem like they might fit your profile of your ideal client, and, you know, put it out there. If people would be willing to talk to you, start where you can. Okay. Once you're on the phone, make note of, you know, the things that they tell you as you ask them more about why they're interested in XYZ, what they're facing, what are their challenges, what would they love to know more about, what content they currently consume, what's missing from that content, and so forth. The key to this exercise, though, is you really have to focus on getting on the phone or getting in front of or sending your questions to people who match as closely as possible with your ideal client. And as you do this, you're able to clarify, refine, and revise your ideal client. And it's important, too, to remember that you should always be learning. Okay. Again, this is not a test that you either pass or fail. Your ideal client, they're going to change and evolve, right? Like, if someone who started side hustling is different than someone who's been doing it for 4 years and started making money from it. So remember that you're going to have touch point check-ins with this person, but you have to start somewhere and go from there. One last thing on this, okay? I just want to remind you of this definition again. A target audience is a group of consumers within a predefined market that has been identified as the best recipients for a particular marketing message. And your ideal client is a fictional character that represents someone in your target audience, all right? So from there, when you have a custom person in mind, you're able to create custom solutions, custom copy, as, you know, copywriters like to say, aka custom words that you put out on social media, custom language that you say in your videos that are going to reel people in. And by the way, pay attention to when you stop in your tracks to take in someone's content, you know? As you're doing that, don't just scroll and don't just stop and consume all this content. Start to realize what is happening that's making you pay attention. What is it about that? Because you're going to start to use that in your content as well. What, you know, made you stop scrolling? What about this content drew you in? How are they talking? How are they using text? What techniques do you see being employed here? So to recap tip number one, which is probably the longest tip, I think, from today's episode, Tip number one, understand your target audience. You need to know who you're trying to target and why. Don't be too general in your approach. Consider what your audience likes, what they're interested in, and what type of content they engage with the most. And the more specific you are, the easier it will be to create content that resonates with your target audience.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024. Speaking of the content, now let's get into tip number two, which is testing your content. So we talked about some ways to get out of your head and create content really in 1 hour a day, right? We did that in the last episode, episode 346. So when you think about content, I want you to let go of your expectations. Release yourself, okay? Say, let go. Let go of your attachment to numbers, likes, and all of that. Put yourself in this continual phase of I'm learning, all right? I am a scientist in a lab and I'm learning how to use this, okay? My number one thing with these social media platforms is use them. Do not let them use you, okay? They exist for a reason. They are a connection between you and people who want to know more about what you have to share, teach, what you've produced, want to buy from you. And they are a connector between you and those people who would never know you exist unless you put out this information on your social media channel. Okay, let's get this very clear. You're here to use the platforms, not let them use you. Don't get sucked in. Don't be a zombie at night, letting that blue light suck you into 2 a.m, just scrolling. No, you're going to post and you're going to let go of the expectations, because if you hold on to expectations like, oh, this is going to be the one, this post is going to blow up. Guess what's going to happen? Number one, it's not going to blow up. And number two, it will take you longer to post the next post because you'll be disappointed and you'll be caught up in your feelings. No, that's not what this is about. The more you post, the more you learn. The profiles that do the best on social media truly are the ones that post a lot and do a lot of testing. And you might not see the posts anymore because some people, they archive the posts after they have done testing them, or if they haven't done enough. And of course, there are exceptions to this, all right? So don't come hit me up like, no, Nikayla, this person, she only posts once every 2 months and blah, blah, blah. All right, there are exceptions to every rule. But what I'm trying to say is the average person who is growing an account and able to grow it and scale it, they are testing and they're posting and they're growing and they are learning, okay? So tip number two is to test your content. What worked in the past may not work today. You need to keep adjusting and experimenting with your content to see what resonates with your audience. So try different types of content, including photos, videos, stories, and reels. Test different lengths, test different formats and styles to see what performs the best. One thing I always like to share with my podcast mogul students is this concept of auditing, okay, obsessively auditing, as a matter of fact, meaning once you know who your ideal client or customer is, you are going to start paying very close attention to the content they consume and what it is about that content that is doing so well. So is it a certain type of content that's doing best? All right, let me test these out. You know, lately I've been doing on Side Hustle Pro more carousel posts or gallery posts, some people might call it. Basically posts where there are multiple images or quotes in one. You know, you have to swipe and therefore people spend more time on your content. Now, some do well, some do not. But this is a phase I'm in that I'm posting. I'm happy to share this because it's not like I'm sharing a silver bullet. Like, oh, if you do this kind of post, like you're going to win. Like these things change weekly, if not daily. And that's why you have to keep on testing and paying attention to what's working and why. And we do this not to copy. We do this to understand how our audience is currently best processing information and best receiving information. Okay. That's all it is. If people are no longer listening to CDs and they're getting their music on streaming platforms, then we're going to hone in on streaming platforms. It's the similar thing. Like we're not thinking about this as, I don't want to be like everybody else. We are doing what our person needs. And that's another thing that is kind of a sub point in here in tip number two, which is testing your content. Remember that your content is about your audience, not about you. It's about that ideal client, that ideal customer, that ideal listener, not you. What do they want? What do they need? What do they like? Because if I just posted what I want all the time, that might not do as well. But if I am posting and I have created this account to be of service to people who are interested in side hustles and growing their side hustles on the side, and if I have created this account for people who are interested in side hustling and growing their side hustles into viable, profitable businesses, then I need to remember to be of service to that and to just focus on serving that purpose for those people. So test your content, y'all. Tip number two. Tip number three, introduce yourself to folks. Introduce yourself, stop being shy. Remember, social media networking is no different than real life networking. And in fact, I think the whole real life networking is going to be shifting in the next few years as we see all the metaverse and AI and everything that's going on. And, you know, I've been ahead of the game this whole time. But essentially, when I started growing Side Hustle Pro, I would follow people who matched the profile of my ideal listener, Janelle. You know, women who were side hustlers, women who were following Black women entrepreneurs, women who were following certain kind of content. And some people thought that was weird. And some people, I don't want to be seen following people I don't know. I don't want to be following too many people and all this other stuff. Reel it in, check yourself, be humble as you're starting this journey. And just remember that no one knows you. No one knows you. You got to introduce yourself to people like, hi, I'm Side Hustle Pro. I have this podcast about Black women entrepreneurs who started as side hustlers. Come back to my profile and check it out. Now, you're not going to say that to people in your DM, but your follow alone is an intro because most people aren't getting tons of people following them every day. So they see a follow from you. They go back to check out who this is. And they, if you've done your due diligence and you've been testing content, your content will resonate with them because again, you are only introducing yourself, aka following people who you believe would be interested in your content. So if you do those two things, test your content, introduce yourself to the right people, people who match your ideal listener, customer, client, then they will follow you back because it will be a match. All right. It will be a match. And I have screenshots of people who have thanked me for following them. People who have said, I don't know how you found me, but I'm so glad you did. And, it's a really beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing because that was the essence of how I started growing Side Hustle Pro into this platform and into a place where I genuinely have Instagram friends. Like I genuinely have people that when we finally meet in person, we're happy to meet each other because I've always treated my Instagram like that. Like it's a place where I will follow someone who I'm inspired by, who I know might love my content. And then, you know, I might respond to their posts. And now that we have stories, people are even more interactive. So I might respond to one of their stories and then we start chatting in the DMs and it builds this closer bond. And I really have found that to be so helpful with the growth of Side Hustle Pro. Now, if you're afraid to talk to people, this actually helps you as well. I mean, I'm an introvert and it's not like I'm going up to these. I think going up to these people in person at a networking event is more intimidating than like doing a nice little gentle follow on Instagram. Now, this does not work the same on TikTok. So again, we have not gotten to the TikTok portion of this episode yet. So do note that this is Instagram, and also this can be helpful on Twitter as well. I did grow Twitter in the beginning with this kind of approach as well. So do know that we're focusing on Instagram right now. So tip number three, introduce yourself. On Instagram, you can introduce yourself by following people who are interested in your content. And you can also create an introduction post on your feed or in your story to let people know who you are and what you're all about. You can have that as your first highlight, like, hi, I'm blah, 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 or start here or what have you. So if people are like, they come to your profile and they want to know, who is this person? You can have a pin post right away to say, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. In 2016, I started a podcast. Matter of fact, I need to do that. So I am talking to myself again. This April Q2 check-in is for all of us, you guys. So when you see me put that on the Side Hustle Pro Instagram, that's why. Tip number four is to track your data. All right. So something I always forget to mention, but just you should know by now, default, when I'm talking about social media platforms, I'm talking about a business profile. All right, you guys, I'm talking about turning your profile into a business profile. Don't just go in with the regular profiles. On Instagram, you can do a creator profile as well. But do know that I'm not just talking about the regular individual personal account. I'm talking about a business profile. So with your business profile, you get business insights. So every week, you're going to review your insights to see how your content is performing. You're going to look at your engagement rate, your follower growth and reach to understand what's working, what's not. You're going to look at content. All right, which content pieces did the best and why? You know, there's some things that you should test again that might not have performed well, but you can see like, oh, hey, you know, I posted this and this didn't come out the way I wanted it to, or I forgot I should have enlarged this or something, you know. So you audit your own profile as well. You look at the insights, you test again, use your insights to inform your content strategy for the next week. And you're doing this week by week because, again, things change week by week. So double down on what's working for as long as it's working and adjust or stop when it's not. And then my final tip, y'all, this might be a little controversial, but I'm going to share it because it's working. And this is specifically for TikTok. Matter of fact, let me gather up my TikTok album. Okay. TikTok growth. I started this little album in my iPhone and I need to pick it back up. But anywho, tip number five is to invest in advertising because, you guys, organic growth is overrated. Everyone used to want to say, but after this episode, I hope you no longer will want to say this. I grew organically. We grew the page organically. Word of mouth, we just took off. It's always cute to say that, but it's not necessary. It's truly not necessary. This is a business. Where in the world do you think you are going to make money and not spend any money? Nowhere. Nowhere. So change this mindset you have of like investing in ads for your business is wrong, or investing in ads means it's not natural. These aren't real followers. These aren't real people. Nobody knows you. You need to put your content in front of them. They don't know you. And how do you do that? Advertising provides a way for you to do that. So I'll give you a quick case study for Nikayla TV TikTok. All right. I also did this for the Side Hustle Pro podcast TikTok, but I forgot to take screenshots. So February 12th, I said, all right, let me hone in. I'm going to focus on this Nikayla TV TikTok. I want to grow the platform. And I also just want to test out what's working. So on that date, around 6:28 p.m., with the screenshot, I had around 21 followers, 54 likes. So then by February 13th, I had started putting advertising, aka I said, all right, here's an amount that I'm going to put into TikTok this month. So I started applying that amount to my different posts. And on the 13th, by 9 a.m. on February 13th, so less than 24 hours later, I had 1,463 likes, 76 followers. All right. Then February 13th by noon, it went up to 94 followers and 1,862 likes. And then by around 5:36 p.m., finally crossed the 100 followers threshold. And that was my first goal. I was like, all right, there's no reason I shouldn't have 100 followers. So make small mini goals for yourself. My first goal was honestly just, I want 100 followers on this platform. Like, it's ridiculous. And actually, the same thing started happening to me where, oh, and I did a little bit of introducing myself because I was still testing out this platform. And sometimes with advertising, I do find that it's not as focused. Like the fields that you're able to target on TikTok through the TikTok business platform is not as focused as the Facebook advertising, Facebook Ads Manager platform. So it's a little, you know, however, again, the goal was growth first, right? Vanity metrics, because they do matter. So as I was doing some organic following, I did get my first message, similar to what happened when I started growing Side Hustle Pro. This person said, hi, I don't know how you found my page, but I'm honored. LOL, love your podcast. So that just goes to show you that I'm doing the right thing. I'm creating content and I'm going after the person who I think will be interested in my content. And they're happy I found them. They're like, I don't know how you found me here. So, yep, I said, so glad I found you. Thank you so much for listening. So although this is the Nikayla TV channel, which has a different focus, there is overlap with that Side Hustle Pro audience. So just to help you understand there. So again, started really focusing on growth on the 12th, and let's jump forward to the 19th. So a week later, you guys, continuing to invest in advertising. I have to look back on the amount, but I will say you can start with what works for your budget. It's not about the amount. The growth rate will differ, of course, but with consistent investment, it's going to go up. And so that's what matters. You putting consistent investment in your content. I have friends and I love seeing them share their light. And I'm always making sure I'm in the comments, like encouraging them, like, yes, please keep sharing your light. Please keep sharing on social, because I know how discouraging it can be to put content out there and not feel the love reciprocated. But I also want to encourage you guys, if you're interested in this, to invest in yourself too. Be your first investor and put some ad dollars behind your content so that more people can see it. And then when it comes across their timeline, they can follow you. But if it's not coming across their timeline, they can't follow you. So that is what advertising helps with. So February 12th, you guys, I had 76 followers, 1,463 likes. And a week later, with advertising investment on TikTok, I had 803 followers and 13,800 likes. And now on TikTok, with continued investment, and again, I always do this, I kind of fall off of my tracking, but I can share with you that today, and today is April 3rd that I'm recording this, I now have 1,079 followers and 15.1K likes. And so when I pick up my advertising investment again on this channel, my goal will be to hit 5,000 followers and keep growing from there. I'm always setting a milestone for myself. So the reason that I share this with you is because, again, these platforms are crowded. Organic growth is overrated. And it's not that people don't want to engage with your content. They just don't know it's out there. It's not coming across their timeline. And, you know, we can talk to a blue in the face about how not fair it is and how, you know, Instagram should change this or that. But these are their platforms. They can do whatever they want with it. All we can do is learn to play the game to our advantage for our businesses. So set an advertising budget, start putting some ad dollars behind your content. You can do it daily, you can do it weekly, whatever works for you. And this will help you to reach a wider audience and grow your brand pages more quickly. All right. And that's it for this episode of Side Hustle Pro. I hope you found these tips helpful in growing your Instagram and TikTok brand pages in 2023. I know you guys are starting your side hustles. I know you are going out there and you might be like, oh my gosh, this whole thing is overwhelming. Social media, it doesn't have to be. Use these tips. Take notes from this episode. Ask me questions over on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro, or email hi at Side Hustle Pro, or inside of the Side Hustle Pro Facebook group. Let's talk, right? And don't forget to tune in next week for more tips and strategies on how to start and grow your side hustle. And again, grab the free guide on how to get your side hustle off the ground over at sidehustlepro.co/start here. Talk to you soon. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.